basis of all the throat singing styles is the Khmer voice. That's why it is also the term normally used to describe Central Asian style throat singing as a whole. The Khmer is also its own specific style, and it's the best place to begin. When first starting in Khmer, it's best not to concern yourself with trying to manipulate the harmonics. Just focus on getting a good, edgy-sounding core throat voice to build everything else on. In some circles, this is also referred to as the Horik Tep voice, especially when you're using the Khmer voice to sing a regular melody with the fundamental pitch. Also, some Central Asians will refer to the core voice as the chest voice. This shouldn't be confused with the Western musical term. If a Tuvan tells you to use more chest voice, it means to get more of the core voice in the overall sound and really use the full body to support the sound. Often beginners gravitate towards incorporating elements of Western overtone style to get harmonics quicker. That brings the sound out of the chest and the throat and puts it fully in the mouth. This approach ends up with a weaker and thinner sound overall because you lose the depth and richness of the tone that you get with a fully supported Khmer voice. All the following exercises should be sung with a wide open ah shape. This makes it easier to hear what's really going on in your throat so that you can better adjust things and tweak up the sound. And it also helps to prevent the use of the tongue and the lips to cheat out some of the harmonics. Because remember, we're not really after the harmonics right now anyway. We really just want to focus on that core voice. You should try to listen to a lot of the traditional singing to get a full understanding of the sound so you really know what you're shooting for. If you haven't had the opportunity to hear much of it yet, you could also think of Wolfman Jack or other bluesy kinds of singers that use a drier, throaty sound. You need to be careful with that because some of them do constriction in ways that don't work for throat singing, but that's at least a little bit of a starting point. Of course, the best thing is to get some of the actual singing that we're trying to imitate, to get that sound in your head so you really understand what we're going for.